Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Or stop saying that.
And that leads me to Brock Purdy. The Boss Man was texting us very early this morning. I don't even know if the Boss Man sleeps anymore. Look.
He's starting with Giants?
He's probably not happy about that. But we need to get that off our chest. There's a lot going on there. Just bookmark it. There's a lot of noise coming out of 24 Willie Mays Plaza. I like saying that, 24
you Willie do, Mays you Plaza. You do.
It's just the 49. Eddie DeBarlow way.
You know, Bonte, like Superman, will have his suit in his Charger or whatever, the Tesla, whatever car you're driving. Like, and he will like spin into journalist mode the second. We are having a press conference today at 10:30. Bonte's going to like, pull off the sweatshirt and go right into journalism
mode. He prefers Bruce Wayne over Clark Kent.
Come I do. On. Oh, I do.
You know what?
I do.
You're right.
I do. I really do.
Bruce He's got Wayne Alfred out man. There.
Now, Alfred?
How about him?
Is that Anna? Anna's his Alfred.
I was going to go in a number of different directions there, but we're going to just nip it in the bud. I like the Bruce Wayne.
No, don't talk about that.
So look. Had a video out last night.
That was a horrible, and I'm so sorry.
No, it's all good.
So bad.
No,
don't apologize.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Anna, I love you.
She's asleep. Okay, trust good. Me, she's asleep. Baby Chaz is snoring right next to her. Look, had a video out last night talking about Stafford and Purdy. And he sent us a text this morning, 5:05 a.m. And he texted us, it took Stafford 13 years to win a Super Bowl. 13! He was the first pick in the draft. Purdy was the last pick and has played one full season. There is way too much pressure on him from everyone, everywhere. It just hit me last night. It's way too much pressure. Now, Matt's been to this market, I think, since 2017, if I'm not mistaken. 2017 winner. This is the way we roll with quarterbacks in San Francisco. This is the way life is in San Francisco. Did we all forget about Jimmy Garoppolo, the dialogue around him?
Jimmy, what about Colin Kaepernick taking over for Alex Smith?
Alex Smith.
You want to talk about pressure? Cap, if you make one mistake, the Alex Brigade is coming after you.
And they still came after him after losing the Super Bowl. Alex would have won that game.
Yeah, but he wouldn't have got there.
Yeah, he wouldn't have came rally from 17-0 against Atlanta.
And he wouldn't have dropped 45 on Aaron Rodgers on a Saturday night.
There's no chance. No chance.
I'm afraid that it's going to have to be Jimmy Garoppolo that gets it done.
Okay, so like the Matt Stafford thing is interesting because I get where he's going. Like it takes time.
But
Matt
that's
Stafford
Detroit.
Was. Yeah, but that's where I'm going at. See, like when you're drafted by a team that goes 0-16,
right?
Let me just read his record with that team year after year after year. 2-8. 1-2, 10-6. Wow, what a great year with Megatron. 4-12, 7-9, 11-5, 7-9, 9-7, 9-7, 6-10. Where I'm going with this is that at no point did anyone even think Detroit was ever a playoff team, let alone a Super Bowl contender. At no point did they have 7 all pros on one side of the ball.
Right.
At no point.
So when you think about Purdy, and he had to, when you have a year like you did a season ago, franchise record for passing yards, 4 guys with 1,000 scrimmage yards, you're in the MVP running, you're a hot shot. You have all the commercials. Pressure, I mean, just wait for him to sign a new deal. This is nothing, folks. But also, what we've been waiting on, a lot of us, how does he do without a superstar? People want to see it. They want to see what you do without a premium player.
Since Joe Montana, my entire life, we have, yeah, but the quarterback for the 49ers.
Right.
Steve Young. Yeah, but he's not Joe. Yeah, he can't get through the Cowboys. Yeah, but what's he going to look like without Jerry? But yeah, but what's he going to look like without Bill Walsh?
Yeah, but he can't beat the Green Bay Packers.
Exactly. Yeah, but he couldn't do it without Holmgren. He couldn't do it without Shanahan. Okay, then Garcia. Yeah, but he's not Steve. He's not Joe.
Jeff Garcia never gets a credit. I know he said some things a few years ago. I was kind of out of pocket.
As a player.
But you know what? But as a player, Jeff Garcia played his ass off, man.
I mean,
they had some moment. They went to two playoff appearances.
I believe he threw for 30 touchdowns one year, and I know 4,000 back-to-back years, Pro Bowls, back-to-back. Look, he was scrappy. That team was never the best team in the division.
No, not even close.
And then, obviously, Alex Smith. Yeah, but he's got like 8 million coordinators. He'll never be even close to Jeff Garcia. It took Alex Smith for us to appreciate Jeff Garcia. And then, finally, Alex breaks through. Yeah, but I mean, he's throwing to Brett Swain, right? There's always this yeah, but when it comes to the Niner quarterbacks. And there's always pressure. Like this thing about Purdy has established himself, and there are certain professions in life, Bonte, pressure is baked into the job.
That's quarterbacks. You think Jalen Hurts is not getting pressure in Philadelphia right now? He signed a $200 million deal. We just played this out, and Joe DeCamber said they're going to revolutionize football, and it's going to be, you don't even know what's coming. They're ready to run them out of town. I mean,
Caleb Williams is supposed to be the savior of the Bears organization.
Well, it's two games.
No,
and
but
he's
you get what I'm saying.
Up. Yeah,
you don't think he has pressure?
Oh, big time pressure. Caleb has pressure. Deshaun Watson has pressure. Kyler has pressure down in Arizona. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go outside of football.
Justin Herbert.
What about shortstop of the Yankees, Anthony Volpe? Hey, Anthony, you better not screw this up offensively for us. We're trying to win a World Series.
Let's just think about Aaron Judge. What's the postseason hits?
That's a great point.
Your 50-plus home runs don't matter. Your RBIs, your triple crown does not matter. You better win the World Series. Shohei Ohtani's about to go 50-50. And guess what? It won't matter if they don't win the World Series. That's pressure.
I totally agree.
That's what happens at premium positions on premium teams.
The guy who plays opposite LeBron on whatever team LeBron's on, LeBron has no pressure. You have all the pressure. If you fumble a little, if this team loses, damn even rubbish. If you play well, you're not good enough. Am I wrong?
I'll go Real Madrid, Mbappe. There's a lot of pressure to continue to win Champions League after leaving PSG. And Mbappe's got a lot of pressure.
Now, you're going to think this is stupid, but I just wrote down professions in life where you join that profession and there's pressure. Police officer, right? There's pressure, right? And I know people have their feelings on police officer. There's a lot of responsibility, okay? And every day when you're working, something can happen and someone is relying on you. Day one, immense pressure to not screw up and to keep our community safe. Tremendous pressure. Thank you for first responders in general. I would just throw them all in there. Police, firefighters, EMT workers. Every single minute of your job could be someone's life at risk. And I think about this all the time. Working you talked about, you know, hospitalization earlier. Working in a hospital. These people are God's people. These people are out here, you know, serving our community and some of the sickest, most vulnerable people in our society. You don't think doctors feel that pressure? Absolutely. How about a lawyer? A lawyer takes that job and they know this person's life and their livelihood is in my hands, one way or the other.
Well, I tell you what, as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and AC1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, I'll just throw myself into this pool.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There was a lot of pressure on me when I joined 95.7 The Game and pairing up with an absolute Hall of Famer in broadcasting. There's a lot of pressure to like hold my own. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of people. There was people smirking. And I had a person tell me, it's like, boy, there's people don't think you're going to last 2 weeks, man. It was a lot of pressure.
Waiting for That's your pressure. Downfall.
Pressure. Television. I had to replace the guy.
That's a great point.
I had to follow him up. Guy's been excellent in television for over 30 years. Hey, you're going to host Warner's Pre and Post, follow up the guy who got you into business. What? That's pressure.
That's a great point.
There's pressure in all walks of life. There's pressure to perform every single day, 6 to 10. There's pressure to perform and get ratings. There's pressure on the boss man to keep the radio station afloat. There's pressure everywhere. But how much pressure? So you can't do anything. Pressure is a compliment, actually. I if I'm Brock Purdy and I say, boy, there's all this pressure on me to perform at a high level, you know what? Fine. Because I think he embraces it. I actually think this young man embraces it, said, yeah, I was the last pick. I've been doubted. I damn near went through a whole entire draft without even being selected. I was already on the phone with teams thinking about, okay, I'm going to be an undrafted free agent. Maybe I go sign here, I'll sign here, I'll sign there. So the pressure, he understands. If he understands the history of the San Francisco 49ers and the history of this fan base and the history of what has come with this organization, then Brock Purdy better embrace the pressure.
Absolutely.
He better embrace it. And you know what? There is a lot of pressure on him because we got to think about how much money we're going to give you in the future. And now we got to play without Chris McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, and we absolutely have to get back to the playoffs.
My favorite is the Tony Soprano line of all the time. It's like, you don't know what it's like to be a number one, right? When he says that to Sill, he's sitting there and he's like, do you know how difficult it is for me to be number one? Everybody wants to be number one, but a number two doesn't realize how difficult it is to be a number one. Yep. Heavy is the crown, Bonte, and if you want to be the king and you want to get through the crucible and you want to pull the sword out of the stone, pressure is baked into the job. Yep. It's baked into it. So to your point, the thing that we're putting too much pressure on Purdy, no, we're not. Like, that's part of being the quarterback. When you take up being the quarterback, you're going to get all of the heat when the team loses, and you're going to have to spread the praise around when your team wins. When I watch Cam Ward, and I'm going off a little here, but I'm watching Cam Ward, and he's getting a lot of credit for winning down in Miami. And this is a kid in college who's just tearing it up. He went to Washington State and transferred to the U. And I listen to him, and he goes, man, my offensive line's been protecting me, and they're doing such a great job. And I'm just listening to this guy give praise to everyone. I go, wow, this kid gets it. Like, I don't know if he's going to be a great football player in the NFL, but I know, like, when it comes to his demeanor and understanding the big picture, boy, like, there's a lot of pressure to win at the University of Miami. I know we don't think so, but, like, and this guy looks like he's prepared for it. Tom Brady. Do you think Tom Brady knew there was pressure replacing Drew Bledsoe?
There's pressure everywhere.
Absolutely.
And going back to LeBron.
I love this.
But going back to LeBron and the pressure, you say there's always pressure on the guy who plays alongside LeBron. Well, LeBron's had the ultimate pressure from the day he was on Sports Illustrated, on the cover of Sports Illustrated as a high school player. Because when I saw that, when he was at St. Vincent St. Mary's, I thought of Felipe Lopez. Now, Spadoni Alubman may not know who Felipe Lopez is.
Cover
but he was a guy. He was a guy who attended St. John's, was from New York City. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, dunking. He was like in the air like Jordan over the New York skyline in Manhattan as the next best thing.
He's like the coolest like cover ever.
And it didn't work out for him. That's a 30 for 30 on Felipe Lopez. He's doing a lot of charitable work in the Dominican Republic. And I talked to Mully about it. I was like, you remember? Because obviously Mully went to St. John's and he knew all about it. That was pressure. It would have been easy for LeBron to succumb to that pressure. Oh, we got a break. Bye-bye. Well, what was that, Lovin? What?
Let me end this on a good note. In the words of young San Quinn and young Guido, you're out there. Pressure makes diamonds.
Let me cook.
Don't worry about his hand, Bonte. Don't worry about that.
You're like giving me all these hand signals, dude. It's like,
did he give you the Trump meme where Trump saw the guy across the way?
I'm going to stop looking at you. I'm just looking at Spadoni.
Yeah, look at me.
Pressure makes diamonds, Spadoni.
Or we look at Dibs. Or we look at the fat head of Shasky. Or we look at the fat head of myself.
It's like in Superman 3 when Richard Pryor was at that mill and Superman grabbed a thing of dirt and he squeezed it in his hand and he pulled out a diamond.
There's too many Superman references this morning.
We've got Superman, we got Sopranos.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.